Good morning, everybody, and welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and this is my lovely wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It's a great day to talk about the Word of God and ponder on the Word. And
yeah,
why are you grinning?
I don't know.
Like you're tickled.
I was just looking at. Remember, we watched that movie the other day. Can't think of the name of it. Take Me to the Moon, Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly Me to the Moon.
And I was looking at your hair, and I thought that kind of looked like, you know, the big hair. You know,
the big
about?
Hair. It's the big hair.
Yeah. Anyway, she's got it all curled up. But we're talking about changing habits, all right? And it's exciting to know that we can and do have the ability to change. Now, we talk about habits. Usually, the only habits people want to change are the ones that are annoying.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones, the glaring ones, okay?
Or the ones that are unhealthy. You know, the unhealthy ones, like, you know, things that we do that are not good for our bodies. Those are the ones we think about changing.
But there's a lot of habits we do that we have that we do every day, and we never think about those. And some of them aren't good for where we want to go in life.
Right.
So those are the ones that need to be revealed to us. Those are the ones that the Word of God can change.
Right.
All right. You know, like, here's a habit that Americans have. According to statistics, most Americans only read one book once they graduated high school for the rest of their life.
Yes.
Now, that's unbelievable. Yeah, but that's an unbelievable thing. What about atrophy? What about growth? And I know, you know, for my job, you know, there's constant growth because there has to be constant reading.
Right.
And a reader is somebody who's growing. Your mom was a great illustration of
that.
Yes. Because, man, she would read everything. And I remember when she was younger, she was reading everything on the internet. When she found out about the internet, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
She'd read that stuff. Now, listen.
And she was a speed reader.
Yes.
So she could take a book like this and read in one night.
Yeah, she was absolutely amazing. And she was a very bright lady.
Yeah.
Very intelligent. And so, but just because we have habits that we feel like are good doesn't mean they're good for our future. Our scripture today is in 2 Corinthians 3:17-18.
Yeah, it says, "For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." 18. So all of us who have had that veil removed, which is becoming born again, can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. There's a lot of stuff in there
there really is,
to break down.
But I want to go back to verse 14, because in verse 14, we find some interesting things, because there's a reason why there's no freedom in people's lives. There's a reason why our habits can't change. And so we've got this verse just a few verses up from 17. And what does it say, Jay?
It says in 14, "But the people's minds were hardened. And to this day, whenever the old covenant is being read, the same veil covers their minds. So they cannot understand the truth."
Yeah.
"And this veil can be removed only by believing in Christ."
Right. And that word hardened is the word blinded. Yeah. It says their minds were blinded. Mm-hmm.
And you have something that talks about being
now
blinded.
The word blinded in that capacity
means
to be completely unwilling to learn or to receive new information. It means you have a closed mind. You know, a deaf ear is a perfect example of a closed mind.
Right.
When people say, "I don't want to hear that. Stop.
This is what I believe.
Yeah.
This is what I think." And you've actually been, I know there was a time where you were in a small group, and there was a couple there that they wouldn't listen to anything else. "This is what I believe, and there's nothing you can do to change my mind."
Yeah.
And instead of listening and hearing the Word of God, and you can still keep your opinion, but to be able to listen and think about it and ponder on it, but it was a closed ear.
Yeah.
And so
a deaf ear.
A deaf ear. There was
deaf
a deaf ear
leading to a closed mind.
Right.
And you know, Jada said you can still keep your opinion. You know what I say about opinions? They're like armpits. Everybody's got them. Some of them stink.
Yeah. There you
so
go.
We just, you know, we need to keep our opinions to ourselves and judge our opinions based on the Word of God. But we want to make sure that our mind is not blinded.
Right.
And then we found out in verse 3, was it? In verse 3, the mind.
Uh-huh. Here it is.
Yeah. Can you read that?
Verse 3.
Was it verse
3? Says.
Yeah. We are.
Is it? Oh, it's in 4:3.
4:3. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's 4:3. If the good news we preach is hidden behind a veil, it is hidden only from the people who are perishing, which means right. unbelievers.
Right.
Right.
It means it's there. It's there.
Right.
Right. But they can't see it. And so they perish. Right. It's not a revealed thing to them.
Well, these are who are perishing. These right. are unbelievers once right. they receive Jesus Christ. And that's what I said yesterday is, when you're talking to people who are not believers, don't have these theological discussions with them because they can't get the revelation of the word of God. Focus on salvation. Yeah. Verse 4 says, Satan, there who is go. The god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe.
Yeah.
They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God.
And see, that's... this is the key. This is the key to total transformation. Have you ever seen those commercials, those info commercials on TV? You want total transformation. And you know, it's just going to talk about something to get rid of some wrinkles on your skin or something like that. That's not total transformation. Total transformation is where we move from darkness to light.
It's an inside.
It's where we begin to have our thoughts changed by the word of God so that we can move forward. Now, what we're talking about literally today, and Jade is fixing to talk to us about this, is either you're going to have a growth mindset or you're going to have a fixed
mindset. Now, this is interesting, Jade, because when we talk about renewing your mind, we're talking about changing it, transforming your thinking through the word of God. But on the other side, in the secular world, this is talked about as well. And in the education, because I'm a teacher, these things come up in education. And so there is what we call growth mindset versus fixed mindset.
Yeah.
We always want our students to have growth mindset. And there are things that we do as teachers that we hope we can change their mind about having a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. And let me give you some definitions here. It says a growth mindset is the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort and learning.
Yes.
And this is what we talk about. Get in the word of God. You know, increase your knowledge of God so that you can change how you think. Then it says, while a fixed mindset is the belief that abilities are innate and cannot be significantly changed. Meaning, people with a fixed mindset often see setbacks as proof of their limitations rather than opportunities to grow. Essentially, a growth mindset embraces challenges and sees potential for improvement, while a fixed mindset avoids challenges and views failures as a reflection of inherent ability. And we are talking about renewing the mind, changing how you think, which changes your habits. And being more like Christ means we have to lay aside the things that weigh us down. Lay aside that slows our process in the race that God has given us. And we have to do the work ourselves through the word of God and through prayer and through, you know, time with the Lord, excuse me, so that we can change how we think. And when we change how we think, we can also be intentional in changing our habits.
You know, the question we ought to ask ourselves is, are we a growth mindset or are we a fixed mindset? Are you happy with the status quo? You're probably a fixed mindset. You know, do you have a growth mindset? Are you willing to hear something new? Are you willing to try something new?
Are you willing to be challenged?
Are you challenged? That's a good
word. That's a good word. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big word. But are you willing to be challenged in your thought process and in your life so that you can change something to get a better outcome?
Right.
It's funny. The secular world looks at these things and they talk about it and they go after it. And these are things, what do you call that when behavior that's changed? I can't think of the name of it right now. Modified behavior. You know, there's certain things you can change.
Oh, behavior modification.
Behavior modification.
You can change things in your head of trying to control what you do, but there needs to be an inward transformation.
But if the veil hasn't been removed, ladies and gentlemen, you're not having a total life transformation. Okay. And so this is what we want to get to. And this is what we want to talk about. In fact, in 2 Corinthians 4:3-4, let's read that again. 4:3-4.
It says, if the good news we preach is hidden behind a veil, it is hidden only from the people who are perishing. So it's open to us. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God.
Now, listen, the word blinded in this scripture means to make not understand. Satan is making them not understand, or someone might not have the capacity to understand.
And that's what a fixed mindset is. If you have a fixed mindset, you actually don't give yourself the opportunity to see change or to see that we need to make change.
In Mark 4, and I believe it's 13-20, the Bible says that the word of God is sown and immediately Satan comes and steals it. And that's what happens. That's where the blinders stay on. That's where the veil is not removed, because he's preventing us. That's what it says right here. Means to make not understand. So he's coming and he's stealing the word of God so that people cannot change. They cannot make that transformation. And you know, what else is interesting here is the word light. All right. The word light, they're unable to see the glorious light
of the good news.
That word light means illumination that makes one see, to cause something to be fully known by revealing clearly and in some detail. It's literally truth revealed. Mm. See, this is why we pray. We pray this in Ephesians. I don't have my
what do you need, Ephesians?
Ephesians 1. For some reason, my thing has gone away.
Ephesians 1.
Look at verse 17.
Okay.
All right.
Here we are.
Now, I might need New King James if you don't mind. But check this out, ladies and gentlemen. In verse 17.
Here it is. Verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
See, we're praying for this. We're praying. Look at verse 18. Mm-hmm. The eyes, this is what we pray over people. The eyes of their understanding being enlightened, mm-hmm. being revealed, being able to see and to understand that you might know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe.
And that is actually to the believers. You know, we talked about unbelievers can't get here because they don't have the Spirit of God. This is to the believers, which means there are things in, I think there are areas in our lives that we are enlightened. And then there are areas in our lives that we have not allowed to be enlightened because maybe it's something we don't want to let go of, or we haven't recognized that it's a problem.
But this is the prayer we pray for those who are still having the veil over their eyes.
That's right.
That God would open, look at that, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, being revealed to.
Right.
All right. Having an understanding. This is what we're supposed to be praying over people. Let me tell you, I've prayed this prayer so much and it works. It is the most effective prayer for the lost. Mm-hmm. I mean, we pray according to John 4 that God would send laborers.
Right.
But we also pray that their eyes will be opened.
This is also a prayer for the prodigals.
Yeah.
Because they have had the word of God inside of them. They have some word in them and they've allowed to be blinded. Now we can, you know, we pray this over prodigals as well. The believer, the children that have grown up in the church, that have scripture inside of them, and we want that to be enlightened.
Well, we've run out of time. I just realized what time it is. We better stop now. Father, I pray for every person watching. Pray today will be a great day. Thank you now for the goodness of God to be at work in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow button right down there so that you can get connected with PM in the AM and a daily word of encouragement with us. But also, if you're on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe now so that you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world.
Hey, be sure and join us tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, for more of PM in the AM. God bless everybody.
God bless.